Congresswoman Elise Stefanik still hasn't acknowledged Democrat Joe Biden's victory over President Donald Trump, breaking with decades of tradition of congratulating the president-elect regardless of party affiliation. She hasn't returned our request for comment. You can find out more about that on our website, ncpr.org. Since the presidential race was called for Biden on Saturday, North Country voters have been processing the results in lots of different ways, as you can imagine. And they did talk to us, Republicans and Democrats. We hear from them on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by Jernabi Coffee House in Potsdam, New York, proudly serving locally roasted coffee since 2008, 11 Maple Street in Potsdam, and online at jernabi.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Wednesday, November 11th, Veterans Day. People across the region honored and remembered the men and women who have served our country at home and overseas today. The lawn at Fort William Henry in Lake George was decorated with hundreds of American flags. Several dozen people gathered in the rain outside the Watertown VFW today for its annual wreath-laying ceremony, according to WWNY-TV. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Outdoor RX Act, which orders state agencies to improve veterans' access to state parks, lands, and other facilities. Many ceremonies were more subdued or canceled this year due to mounting coronavirus cases. A quiet parade was held in New York City without spectators. We thank our veterans and active military members for their service to our democracy. First up, Governor Andrew Cuomo is announcing a set of new restrictions as COVID-19 cases surge statewide.
Bars, restaurants, gyms, house parties. That's where it's coming from, primarily. And those are the ones that we can address.
In a conference call with reporters today, Cuomo said he'd introduce new limits targeting these spaces, which have been identified by contact tracers as contributing to the virus's spread. Starting this Friday, bars and restaurants with state liquor licenses, as well as gyms, will have to close by 10 p.m. Only curbside pickup of food will be allowed after 10 p.m. Cuomo said they'll also be capping indoor gatherings at private residences to 10 people, following the lead of neighboring states like New Jersey. The governor says he'll be relying on local governments to step up their enforcement of the curfew. He also didn't rule out more restrictions going forward.
Remember, the restaurants, bars at one time were at zero, and then we started to open them up. Now the positivity rate is up, and we're starting to back off. If we don't get the compliance, if the numbers don't come down, we will back off more.
Yesterday, the state's rate of positive tests was almost 3%, with 29 deaths and 1,628 people in the hospital due to COVID-19. The results of the presidential election came after days of tense waiting, months of tense campaigning. For some, President-elect Biden's victory was devastating news. For others, it was joyous. When you zoom in on the regional level, however, the elections were huge for North Country Republicans. So here, conservative or liberal, the election results were a mixed bag. Amy Feiereisel spoke with voters on how they feel post-election.
Benji White, the owner of a coffee shop in Westport in the Champlain Valley, spent a lot of last week in optimistic anticipation.
It's like a paycheck that you know is going to come but hasn't quite arrived yet.
White voted for Biden and, like many Americans, was waiting on presidential election results. On Saturday, he says he envied the people he saw on television, dancing in the streets in big cities.
It suddenly occurred to me that, you know, we just need to get together and just have an opportunity to just celebrate.
White posted on Facebook that he'd be taking wine to the Green just next to Westport's library, and that he'd love the masked company of others.
And a bunch of people showed up in the park, and I think everybody just had this overwhelming sigh of relief and a lot of unbridled joy. Like, America can be America again. It was just, it's a weird feeling. I don't even know how to describe it. It just felt like, you know, like we got our identity back.
72-year-old Parmalee Tolkien of Lake Placid also voted for Biden and Harris.
I cried when I heard that Biden had won. It was so fabulous to see Kamala Harris Saturday night in her white suit on the 100th anniversary year of the women's right to vote.
But the election results were bittersweet, too. Tolkien was a big Tedra Cobb supporter, and her loss, while not exactly unexpected, was hard to swallow.
I realized that she probably wasn't going to win. Obviously hope springs eternal.
Tolkien is still worried. She's concerned about a peaceful transfer of power and the threat of right-wing militias.
Our current president is egging them on and really could create a very, very bad situation.
In Madrid, in St. Lawrence County, Kevin Akers, who voted for Trump, says people take the president's words too literally and that he's not concerned about right-wing violence.
I think they're on the very, very fringe. You're not going to have right-wing militias in the burning the cities in America. And I think they'll just grumble and accept it.
But Akers says there's nothing to accept yet. He's waiting for the election to be certified through the Electoral College and for all lawsuits and voting fraud allegations to be investigated.
I'm not saying that the election was stolen or anything. I'm not going along with that. I'm just saying, let's do it all. It's important that we get it right. Otherwise, Democrats, Republicans, Americans will not ever trust the voting system, and that will be to our demise.
Akers says he's disappointed to lose Trump's policies and ideology. He's also frustrated that Trump's own rhetoric may have lost him the presidency.
He shot himself in the foot so many times that he deserves what he got if it's decided in Biden's favor, which I probably expected it will be. But I'm thinking, he just kept stepping in it.
But he says he was encouraged by red gains in blue states and by the Republican wins in the North Country. Donald Kuhn, the chairman of the Jefferson County Republican Committee, was similarly excited by regional races.
We didn't lose any races up here at all. We gained in some spots. So, we're happy about that. We're happy that our policies are more palatable to the people in the North Country than what's been coming out of the Democrat Party over the last few years.
Kuhn says he and others are worried about the national conservative agenda, especially when it comes to business regulation.
I think that those are the kind of fears that are out there now for a Biden presidency, that we're going to go backwards.
Kuhn is also waiting for the election to be certified, but also says he'd bet on Biden. Now he's focused on the Senate. He says he'll be a lot more comfortable if it stays Republican. What he'd really like to see, and this was mentioned by almost everyone I spoke to, is some form of coming together.
Cautiously optimistic that maybe everybody can come to some conclusions and make some work on legislation that's helpful to both sides.
Rachel Whitmarsh would like the same. She's a 31-year-old mother of three in Watertown, and she was the only member of her family to vote for Biden.
Sometimes it's awkward because I'm like the only Democrat. you have like the whole family near the opposing views.
She wishes it was less contentious within her own family and in her community and the nation.
Basically, no matter who you voted for, we just all at some point just need to come together and, work as a team and try and make things better in general.
Amy Feireisel, North Country Public Radio.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Audio Binger and Bass Culture Players. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.